You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM and 930 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Good morning. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will bring you programs about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Lifelong Journey Show of the Archdiocese of Chicago. That's the show that we do for the pastoral arm of what we do here in the Chicago Church. And today's theme is going to be Encountering Christ in a Multicultural Christmas Celebration. And joining me this morning are my two co-hosts, the best, the ones and only, Joshua Schmeiser. Josh, how are you?
I'm good. It's been a long time since someone put the H in Smizer, so I appreciate that. It's very nice good.
And here also joining me is another co-host, Victor Vallejo. Victor, how are you? Welcome.
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much.
And today we also have three guests, very special guests that are going to help us do our theme this wonderful morning. And we have Rafael Ratskiewicz, we have of the Tribunal Office. We also have Ray Pingoy. Not Raymond, Ray. Raven, I got to emphasize that. And we also have Maribel Torres, who's also going to be joining us. And all three of them work for the Archdiocese of Chicago. In the Respect Life Office is Ray. Over with Marriage and Family Ministries is Maribel. And as I said, Rafael is over there with the tribunal, as he calls it, the courts. We have an extraordinary cast of characters here today. So why don't we go ahead and get started with our first segment, Josh.
All right. So we like to start every show with a segment called Did You Know? It gives us a chance, you as listeners, to get to know us as hosts and to get to know our guests. So I guess I'm going to start with my Did You Know? Kind of a sad note, bittersweet. I got a job offer from DePaul University. Yeah, and I said yes. I'm going to be the University Minister of Faith Formation starting in January. So, unfortunately, this is my last show.
Leaving us.
Yeah, we'll be missed. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's
a blessing, yeah.
I mean, that just means we're going to have to go visit you over at Lincoln Park.
That's right.
Yeah, not a bad place to visit, am I right? I've been telling everybody there'll be plenty of opportunities for collaboration. Yes, no, I will definitely be around to annoy you all many, many times between now and who knows, beyond. So yeah. I'll be around.
Excellent. Well. So I'm going to go ahead and go next because I know that that is a sad note, but we're also celebrating a very happy time.
Yep.
We're still celebrating Advent, which is the Catholic New Year, our liturgical Catholic New Year. And because we are celebrating such a wonderful event, did you all know anything about Advent? For example, did you know that the color purple is also around during Advent and that it, you know, actually means the awaiting of our Lord? I think that's pretty cool. So that's... You know, that's something that you probably didn't know. But yeah, purple is around in Advent as well. So,
you know, that's funny. I was wondering why at the Meyer Center, the Pastoral Center, the salt that's used to melt the snow is actually purple.
Purple.
So I thought that was beautiful. So we're always
is
in a time
planned?
To celebrate. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Either we're really Catholic or we're just really big Vikings fans. I don't know.
Probably both.
I think we're just expecting that no one falls.
That's right.
Well, that's good too.
So Victor or Maribel, Ray?
Yeah, do you know that Advent means comes from Latin? I always thought it was from Greek or something else, but it is a Latin word meaning coming or arriving. So that's interesting for me. So I didn't know it came from Latin.
Interesting.
I'll go next. Did you know that I don't work for the Office of respect life anymore. I'm actually with a bigger ministry called the Office of Human Dignity and Solidarity. I know you introduced me as ministry coordinator for the Respect Life Ministry, but did you know that?
I did not know that. Actually, I did know. But I said no,
and if you don't know, now you know.
Hey. So I've been told.
Notorious.
I was taking to school this morning. Right from Anybody else? What about you guys?
So I guess, did you know that I do a lot of Spanglish?
Oh. Hey,
I mix, even if I don't want to, but I do mix a lot, the English and Spanish language when I'm speaking to anybody. So it comes so naturally. I guess that has to do that I was raised in Puerto Rico, although I was born here in Chicago. But I was raised in Puerto Rico, and then in my 20s, I came back to Chicago. So, yes, I do Spanglish.
Interesting language.
Awesome.
That is
interesting. It is. Fun fact about Spanish, did you know?
Did you know?
That Spanish is actually a form of street Latin.
Oh.
Yeah, true story.
Really? Especially true in story. Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
That's a Latino joke.
Rafael, anything you'd like to share with us about anything that we want to know?
Did you know that I'm a judge and I'm riding motorcycle?
Whoa. Whoa. Really?
I got a beautiful wife and 4 kids. Did you know?
Excellent.
Very happy.
Very cool.
Excellent.
Perfect.
Interesting.
Okay, so now that we got over that digital segment, we hope that we actually taught all of you some very valuable knowledge. You guys ever find yourself on any of these shows that where you ask, get asked questions and then win $1 million? Just make sure to invite us to lunch in Paris, and we'll be very grateful with you for that. Okay, so moving on. We actually gathered people here from different walks of life, as you've already heard.
Yep.
Maribel comes from Puerto Rico, and she spent a good part of her life in Puerto Rico. Ray obviously comes from the background of the Filipino community, from the Philippines. And Rafael is joining us from the Polish community, from Polonia. And, you know, we're very grateful to have these guests here with us because we actually wanted to talk about the theme once again, encountering Christ in a multicultural Christmas celebration. And, you know, we have a lot of wonderful cultures here in Chicago. We're blessed. Our archdiocese has many people. Mm-hmm. You know, I love walking downtown and listening to all kinds of languages being spoken simultaneously at the same time. And, you know, maybe one day we're going to have a device that's just going to help us translate everything by putting in their ear, and then we can communicate with everyone else. But in the meantime, you know, I'm enjoying it. And it's just as wonderful as all the Christmas decorations that go on the Christmas trees that go across our city. So I really love the fact that, you know, we're blessed with these communities that are here today that are going to share a little bit about what they do for Christmas. So I'm going to start off with Ray. And this question is going to be for all of our guests, and feel free to jump in, guys, whenever you guys want. How is our Advent going? How are you celebrating Advent, and what can you share that's special or that has stood out to you about this particular Advent season for you, Ray?
Well, coming from the Filipino culture, we were talking about this before the show, but in the Philippines, we actually start decorating houses, and all the malls are all decked out with Christmas stuff, starting in the month of September, when the month starts turning into a burr month, is what we call it, we start decorating. And I was kind of making a joke because a lot of my friends, I grew up in New Jersey, and a lot of my friends in New Jersey, I don't know if it's a Filipino culture, but maybe more laziness, but they just leave their decorations throughout the year. So it's a year-round thing. It's a year-round thing, a year-round celebration. But I have 4 kids, and I want to make sure that they also start celebrating Christmas with that Filipino flavor as well. You know, and we have this beautiful thing called the Simbang Gabi, which basically it started in the Philippines with the farmers, and they tried to make a deal with their landlords to also continue on celebrating Christmas. So what they did was they started having mass in the middle of the night. Well, maybe not in the middle of the night, maybe in early morning, usually at 3 a.m. or 12 midnight type of a mass. So we continue on that culture here in the United States as well. We have Simbang Gabi, basically translates to mass at night. So we have that beautiful tradition, beautiful celebration, preparing ourselves for Christmas.
I actually had a follow-up question to that, Ray, because that was fascinating. Yep. When it comes to Simbang Gabi, now that's celebrated in December?
That's right, right. Yep.
Okay. And before Christmas.
Before Christmas.
And is that are there multiple days of Simbangabi, or is it all happen on one day?
Usually, yeah. It's like a novena. A big Spanish influence here, but it stems from a novena that's being done. It usually starts in the teens of December, and then it ends on the 24th before the eve of Christmas. So it stems from a novena that's being done throughout the preparation for Christmas.
Great. Okay, well, we have to take a quick break. I do have another question to ask you, though, Ray. But for our listeners out there, stay tuned. We'll come back more with Rafael, Maribel, and Ray.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago, featuring a conversation with Archbishop Blaise Supich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Supich about the consistory in Rome and his elevation to the College of Cardinals. And we'll revisit the Liturgy of Thanksgiving that brought faith and civic leaders together at Holy Name Cathedral. We'll celebrate with hundreds of children at three Chicago area Catholic schools that received National Blue Ribbon Awards. And we'll take you to a tree lighting ceremony that helps shine a positive light on a far South Side Chicago community.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
And welcome, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey show of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Again, we are here with our wonderful guests, Rafael, Victor, Joshua, Maribel, and Ray. And we're here talking about the theme that we have is Encountering Christ in a Multicultural Christmas Celebration. And right before break, we were actually learning about a wonderful tradition in the Filipino community called Simbangabi. So, Josh, why don't you go ahead and keep asking our brother Ray, more about this wonderful tradition.
Absolutely. So, Ray, you mentioned Simbangabi, and I just wanted to know for our listeners, how is that structured? So we're talking about just before dawn, the celebration happens before Christmas in December. From the moment you walk into the church to the moment you walk out, can you give us a general understanding of what exactly that celebration consists of?
Well, the way it's translated here in the U.S. is that a lot of parishes have different ways of doing it. But basically, they offer a beautiful mass with the readings in Tagalog, the native language of the Filipinos, and then they would have they would really be dressed also in this thing called a barong. It's actually a Filipino traditional gear for the men, and also we have Filipiniana as well for the women. So they really dress for the occasion, really decked out in their Filipino gear in a way, and then have mass. But one of the beautiful things that ends all this celebration is the food that everyone brings in. It's a big potluck thing in the parish. But from what I remember it in the Philippines is that as I mentioned, it's like a novena. So you go multiple nights with my parents, and it would be at 4 in the morning, and it would end at at six or so, and then people go on with their daily routine. You know, if they're going to work or they're going to school, they just get ready for that. So basically, yeah, that's more or less the look of the Simbanga Bee. Again, a novena that stems from the or that starts in the teens of December, which ends with a beautiful a celebration on the eve of December the 24th.
Hey Ray, I got a question. So even the kids they dress up like angels and come accordingly to the feast.
Yeah.
So because I know a lot of Filipinos and they invited me to the Simbanga Bee, which I haven't gone to any yet, but probably I will this year. And they asked me to bring my kids dressed up like angels, and that was kind of interesting for me to say, angels, what am I doing?
Only special kids get asked. I'm just kidding. Of course, all kids are to wear something special, something beautiful. But yes, they prepare. It's kind of like it turns into like a pageant in a way. So to remind everyone that everyone has gathered to celebrate the coming of our King, Jesus. Yeah. So
Well, thank you so much, Ray, for informing us with this wonderful feast in the Filipino culture. Now we are going to be transitioning to Rafi, who is from the Polish community, and I know they have a different celebrations in Poland. Hello, Rafi. Can you express what do you do in your culture differently from the Filipino culture?
Actually, I was surprised, if I may say, that we pretty much do the same with regards to this midnight mass.
That's right.
And then this celebration, we call it probably everybody's Polish here looking for Vigilia, which is like a big celebration at the eve of Christmas. It's on the 24th. And it's special for us in the sense that we don't drink alcohol that day. We don't have any meat on the table. We have 12 courses, 12 dishes, representing 12 months, in a sense like celebrating the whole year and blessings throughout the year. We have opłatki, this wafer that we break while we actually exchanging Christmas wishes as a sign of breaking bread and, of course, a sign of peace, because you would not sit down at the table with somebody that you still disagree with. So you have to break the wafer with somebody saying, well, I wish you Merry Christmas. Too bad we argue. Well, right now let's be friends.
Wow, that's
awesome.
So it's actually pretty amazing to see sometimes people not talking to each other, and then the whole family would gather and they will actually embrace and then wish themselves Merry Christmas. And one more thing I think which is different than the here in Anglo-Saxon American culture is the tree. We would put everything on the tree that very day on the 24th. So that's like a big celebration, again, to dress the tree on that very day. Not a couple months before, but that very day, the first thing the kids would do is just get up, have a breakfast, and then start doing the tree. Or actually, even better, around the time when you see the first stars. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a kid, my grandma would be saying, do you see the first star? Now you can start dressing the tree. Of course, you can prepare it, but the actual dressing of the tree is only after you see the first star.
On the 24th.
On the 24th. It's the eve of Christmas. Yeah. That's when you dress the tree first, then you have this big celebration with 12 courses. And then you go to Midnight Mass, which is called Pasterka. In a very loose translation, I think would be translated as a Shepherd's Mass. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it has anything to do with agriculture and people trying not to go to work or something. But it's like that during the night, we believe that it was like midnight and then millions of angels descended, and that's exactly when Jesus was born. So this is our tradition. And then 25th and 26th usually is like visiting your family. Like with my family, I'm trying to install the tradition of having the Vigilia, the 24th, in our house, so they remember it. And then 25th, 26th, you actually go to your friends and family and gather.
Wow, that's wonderful. I want to continue to hear a little bit more about that, but right now we're going to take a break, so stay tuned, and then when we come back, we're going to listen to more about the wonderful Polonia culture in Christmas.
Pope Francis calls us to cooperate generously for the common good. Through the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, we lift up our Holy Father's message of walking with the poor, moving forward together as one, to change our systems and institutions to benefit low-income communities. You can join the work of CCHD by donating during the annual collection weekend on November 19th and 20th. Visit chicagopeaceandjustice.org/CCHD. to learn how you can contribute to ending poverty.
Hello, I'm Superintendent of Catholic Schools, Dr. Jim Rigg, here to encourage all parents to have your 8th graders take the upcoming Catholic High School Placement Test. Our Catholic high schools offer an education that is truly second to none. Students should go to the high school they plan to attend on Saturday, January the 14th at 8 a.m. No need to pre-register. Bring a $25 check and 2 number 2 pencils. Go to schools.archchicago.org for details. That's schools.archchicago.org to find out more about the January 14th High School Placement Test.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Show here. We are talking about a wonderful Christmas tradition from different cultures with our guests, Rafael, Ray, and Maribel. And we're actually talking about the some of the wonderful traditions celebrated in the Polish community, which is the we were just talking about how the tree gets dressed on the 24th itself, not months in advance, as Ray was talking about, with preparations and things of that sort.
And can I just say, Pablo, how I love that idea? Yeah. Because, one, it's less work for me. I don't have to start decorating at the beginning of December. And two, man, that ComEd bill must be pretty low. So I really like that tradition, Rafael.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Plus the old-fashioned tradition that you actually put a candle instead of the lights. So if you want to clean the, you know, the tree after Christmas, you just burn it.
Boom.
Easy out.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, Rafael, I know you were talking about that, you know, you don't burn it right after Christmas. I mean, you actually, when do you actually take it down?
True. I think we keep it for a while, maybe a month or so. The date actually escapes me, but it's not like the 27th and it's gone. We do keep it there's a particular holiday. I'm ashamed to admit that I forgot.
The
but
Kings, yeah?
I think so, yeah.
Maybe Three Kings.
Three Kings, at least.
The week
least,
after, yeah. or 2 weeks after. I think Three Kings is, what, January 6th this year? Or?
One more thing I remember. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, please.
I remember more and more from my childhood. there's actually sometimes a different color of this wafer, and you share it with the livestock. As if like thanking God for all the animals. So you could. I was not born in a village, but normally people would go to like cows and horses and just share that piece of wafer with them. Mm-hmm. And actually, we have a kind of like a tradition/fairy tale that on that very day, on the 24th, 25th, livestock and actually every living creature would start talking to you. So it's almost like, watch out what you do to the cat, because he will talk back at you.
Or tell on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All I want to hear from an animal's mouth is Merry Christmas, man.
And more food, please.
Yeah, or they might be saying, don't kill me. So you know what? One of the things I liked about what you were talking about, Rafael, is how, you know, this really sounds like, I mean, I'm as you're talking, I'm imagining being there, you know, on the 24th, with grandma, with all the good food and everything. It sounds like a really wonderful family affair. And how do the kids take this? I mean, is it something very magical for them?
Precisely. I was thinking about that very word, magical, like something's going on. Santa, not like Santa, but Santa Claus, like the Saint Nicholas. Precisely. Nicholas, yeah. So it's a big deal. Like for us, it's a Bishop Nicholas. Mm-hmm. Santa Claus is like a Coca-Cola without advertising here. But it's a different feeling, at least for my generation. I'm already 40 years old. I'm that old, so I remember back in the day, that was very magical and wonderful. And, of course, it's a great – it's kind of like equivalent of Thanksgiving here. Like, everybody's gathering as a family. It's a wonderful time, really.
Wow. Now, one more question for you, Rafa, because I know you have to get going a little bit earlier. But one of the questions that I really wanted to hear from you, and I really thank you that you kind of like already brought up the fact that there is a difference between the Santa Claus and Saint Nicholas. And by the way, did you guys know that Saint Nicholas was actually a bishop that actually wore purple before and if you want to know how he ended up wearing red, do some research. So Google it. It's a good opportunity to see how did Santa end up wearing red? How did he go from purple to red? But one of the things that I was going to ask you is giving how we celebrate Christmas nowadays, and it seems like more and more in today's society, Christmas is actually it has become very commercialized. It's about buying the latest gadgets, buying the latest material things. And more, it seems like you said, I like when we were having a conversation before the show, it seems that more and more people are like using it as just another excuse to drink and party and not necessarily, focus on all the wonderful traditions that you just spoke about, thanking God, gathering family. So how do you see a continuation of celebrating those traditions in the Polish community as a way of reminding our future generations that it is about celebrating the birth of Christ?
I think that even this waiting for that midnight mass, it's like everything is going towards that moment. So it's not about just presents or having good time, although it is in a sense, but we do everything in order to go to that midnight mass to experience the birth of Christ, this magical, wonderful birth of Christ. And the second, with regards to like traditions, I was blessed because my second daughter and third child was born on the 25th.
Oh.
So we're always saying, Rita, you have it's going to be your birthday and Jesus' birthday. So it's at least in my household, we stress that this is a Jesus' birthday. He was born too, and let's be joyful and thank God for his birth. So we're trying to connect the two. And it's never about the presence. It's more of the Christ himself, this waiting and then the celebration. It's kind of like getting at the table. There's a reason for it, not just to have food, but to celebrate something or someone in this respect. So tradition more than like shopping or cyber shopping, nothing of this, at least not in my household.
Yeah, and it's important to rescue that, we are celebrating a birthday, in fact, and we are, we're going to say it here because, we may forget that we are celebrating the birthday of Christ. And that's a wonderful thing to celebrate, most definitely. And to get kids involved in that, I think it's a wonderful and excellent way of doing that.
I think if I recall correctly, my wife would bake a cake for Jesus.
No. Yeah,
so they go and blow the candle for Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Yeah.
So, but this is only my household. I don't think it's Polish tradition to have a cake for Jesus.
And it goes right along with our theme because we're talking about how do we encounter Christ during Christmas. And that's an excellent way because we really encounter Christ with those that we celebrate with. And to have Christ at the center as the figure to celebrate something as simple as a birthday, it's a very, very intimate way of getting to know who Jesus was as the baby Jesus, and I know that my culture we usually refer to him as the baby God or the baby Jesus, and it's all about the baby Jesus. And very little do we hear about Santa. We heard about Santa when we came here, but I mean it really is interesting to see how even among the little kids in my families, if we don't keep those traditions going, I mean sooner or later it's like, Why really are we celebrating Christmas? Is it just another Black Friday kind of thing? Or
No, it's beautiful what you just mentioned. There is a space for Jesus in your house, and there is a cake so he can come to your house. It's a table in space. That's beautiful. He goes alone, and that's a wonderful challenge for all of us. Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue talking about these wonderful Christmas traditions. Stay tuned.
The word made clear is exactly what its name implies. It's an easy-to-understand explanation of the Word of God, the Gospel. Hello, I'm Father James McElhone, Director of Biblical Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'd like to invite you to take our free online Bible study program by going to thewordmadeclear.org. Our website offers an audio-based guide to the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Listen to my lectures and follow along with the handouts provided. There are even discussion guides. You can also explore the biblical roots of the Mass. And there are links to a wide variety of biblical sources that will benefit both teachers and students of the Sacred Scriptures. Just go to wordmadeclear.org to experience our free online Bible study program. Again, it's free at wordmadeclear.org. It's the Word of God. Enjoy.
The Cemetery Ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM, 930 AM, and 1270 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. and 930 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Show here of the Archdiocese of Chicago. We are here with our guest, Rafael Ratzkiewicz, who actually just had to step away because he had a prior engagement. But, you know, we want to thank him for giving us his wonderful knowledge on his traditions and how he celebrates Christmas in the Polish community. So wonderful culture. We really want to send a shout out to the Polish community. And thank you, Rafael, for sharing all those wonderful things with us. And of course, Ray was sharing with us on the Filipino traditions. And Maribel, well, she still has to share with us a few things. But yeah. So we're coming for you, Maribel. So
don't
you know, we're coming at you. So. But I wanted to just say thank you to all of you guys that are out there listening. And again, if you guys missed it earlier today, because I know we're already on the second half of our show, Joshua Schmeiser, I apologize, Josh.
It is fine. Believe me, I have heard worse pronunciations of my name. That was probably more in line with the German.
I imagined it was German.
Yeah.
That's why
it
I was
is.
Like.
I'm not German though, but I think it sounds right. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So how'd you end up with a German last name?
So really quickly, my dad was born in Spain. My mom's from Puerto Rico. My dad was adopted at the age of, I believe, 4 or 5, and brought over here to the States by a German and Italian couple. And the father, the man that adopted my father, was in the Navy, so they were overseas. And they came back. So, yeah, so I have a German last name. I tell people I'm Latino, but I look Arab. So it's always a fun discussion when I meet people.
You are a true Chicagoan.
That's right, man. That's right. We're getting there eventually. We're getting there eventually. All these cultures are going to mix. So
I'm telling you, man. God blessed us with an abundance of different people and different cultures. And you know, we're here gathered in Chicago celebrating all of them. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and transition over quickly to Maribel. Maribel. Now, Maribel, you said earlier that you are from Puerto Rico.
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So I'm going to go ahead and just ask you about some of the ways that people prepare for Advent in Puerto Rico, and what are the things, how are some of the ways that they celebrate Christmas? And interestingly enough, you know, we saw some similarities there with Rafael and Ray.
Right.
So I wonder, you know, if we're going to continue to see more similarities. So
I think so. Well, one of the things that we do a lot is together with family and friends. And when we do that, there's a lot of music. Caribeño, a very happy beat music, there's food, and usually it's done in a way that it's called las parrandas. And what that means is that, you know, a group of people, they visit, they bring music to a family, and they stay there for a while drinking and singing happy music, usually using typical instruments, like, for example, el cuatro. El cuatro, it's like a guitar. It looks like a guitar, but on a small version of the guitar. It sounds a little bit different too.
And it has it's just to visualize, picture the body of a guitar, and I like to describe it as if two C's, like two C-sized bites were taken out of the sides.
Right.
Yeah.
And it has a different type of sound in it. They play like faster. And so then also the güiro, maracas, and they have a nice beat, and they, you know, gather all together singing Christmas music. Mm-hmm. And of course the food, the typical food, arroz con gandules, lechon,
pasteles.
Pasteles, exactly. And then once they have been at that home for a while, then they all go together to a next house, to another family member to visit and to bring the party, the food, the music, and have a very good time. So usually the parrandas are known as something that it's already, you know, coordinated with enough time. So these families are expecting this group of people coming over with music and at the homes, they are ready with food and all the good stuff. Now, there's a different version of the parrandas. It's called, in Spanish, asalto.
Don't worry, it's not what you think.
Promise.
Assault or trullas. And it's kind of like the same version, with the exception that the families that they go to visit are not expecting this group of people to come over,
surprise,
especially at midnight. with music and expecting for this family members to open their doors and have food and drink and have a good time.
So the reason why we reacted like that is because, that really literally sounds like a hijacking. You're hijacking someone's home.
This house is ours. We are the captain.
And we're going to have a Christmas party here.
Yes. So there is a lot of those gatherings, and it starts even before December.
Mm-hmm.
But the nice thing of all this is the gathering, really the enjoying each other's company, having a good time. And there's a moment, you know, where they are remembered, what is this gathering all about? Not only about music and eating and drinking and having a good time, but, you know, the songs, the message is about Jesus Christ in some of the songs. So it's very significant. Yes.
It's kind of like the Puerto Rican version of Christmas caroling.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Right.
But I don't know if Christmas caroling, if people come into the household. I don't know if that's a tradition in America, but so that may be something that I mean, in addition to the traditional instruments and the music and coordination, actually coming into the home, being welcomed in as guests in a home, just like Christ was and Mary and Joseph were welcomed into the manger and given shelter. You know, that may be specific to the parandas.
Right.
That's a really cool element, something I always enjoyed growing up with my güiro, playing badly, but playing.
Yes, right. And you know, it's curious because then once the family members of that home, they're done hosting, they also go along with the group to the next home. So they can, and this can last for a couple of hours. Yes.
Wow. So there is an intention to the whole partying. You see, our listeners are probably thinking, you just throw a party for the sake of partying. But no, the intention is to party around the person of Jesus, right? I mean, the person of of the Christ child is going to come to us. And yes, it is a celebration because you're right. I mean, I know that, you know, me, myself being a Mexican and you being Puerto Rican, I know that one of the things that we do have in common is the whole party, right? Oh, especially right. around someone's party or around someone's birthday. So because Christ is going to be born, yes, we have to party and we have to plan it ahead because as long as we can keep partying, that's a good thing. But in this case, we're talking about partying for Christ mm-hmm. and partying because Jesus is going to be coming. And mm-hmm. and tell me, Maribel, how do people get to encounter Christ in those gatherings of large people? But before that, I wanted to ask you a question because I'm really curious. Mm-hmm. How many people do you start with and how many people do you end with?
It varies. It varies. I mean, there's no specific number. There's no right or wrong. As long as you have a group of people that are in the mood to start doing parrandas and bringing that fun,
so my question,
happy music.
So actually my question is do you pick up new people after you go from house to house?
Yeah. Sometimes, yes. Along the way, the group will get bigger and bigger depending on how many houses are visited. Yeah. And from each and one of those houses, how many people go along with the group.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter if you have a good singing voice or not.
It does
all
not matter, yes.
She's going to have a party spirit in the name of Christ. All right, and with that, we're going to go on break, and we'll be back to talk more about all those wonderful parties that we do for Christmas and Advent.
Of Chicago is partnering with the Art Institute of Chicago to bring you a unique tour that captures the intersection of art and faith. Hello, I'm Beth White, Director of the Office for Evangelization and Missionary Discipleship, here to tell you about this wonderful tour inspired by the Year of Mercy. Seven works of art reflecting the seven spiritual works of mercy form a customized path through the Art Institute. Hand cards in English, Spanish, and Polish are available at all the entrances to the Art Institute to help guide you on the tour. You can download a reflection guide and additional information about this tour, including pricing and tour options, by going to jubileemercy.org. That's jubileemercy.org. Connect your faith with amazing works of art. Visit the Year of Mercy Tour at the Art Institute of Chicago now through December.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago, featuring a conversation with Archbishop Blaise Supich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Supich about the consistory in Rome and his elevation to the College of Cardinals. And we'll revisit the Liturgy of Thanksgiving that brought faith and civic leaders together at Holy Name Cathedral. We'll celebrate with hundreds of children at three Chicago area Catholic schools that received National Blue Ribbon Awards. And we'll take you to a tree lighting ceremony that helped shine a positive light on a far South Side Chicago community.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Show. And it is truly a lifelong journey, so we want to be well accompanied with the person of Christ. And Christ will be born pretty soon. So this Advent season, this Happy New Year for us Christian Catholics, and our liturgical new year, we're celebrating a wonderful feast of new things that are going to be coming, excitement, you know, just a lot of wonderful things because of the light, the Savior, is going to be born among us. So that is exciting. And for that, we brought on some guests. Rafael, who had to leave earlier, but he was with us sharing some wonderful tradition from the Polish community. Ray from the Filipino community that's also here still with us right now. And Maribel that was telling us about the parrandas and the asaltos in the Puerto Rican community and how they celebrate.
Yes.
I love that.
But using the cuatro, too.
I know.
Cuatro, the maracas. But tell us a little bit more. I know that, you know, in between the breaks, you mentioned the aguinaldo. So tell us all about that. What is an aguinaldo?
Yes, misas de aguinaldos. I mean, these are before Christmas Eve. There are 9 days before Christmas Eve where we celebrate Mass. And usually it's done at midnight. And it's a way to prepare ourselves to welcome baby Jesus. And after the Mass, there's a gathering in the parish and, you know, with food, with coffee, that gathering. And it may vary from one parish to the other. And but usually that is something that it's done 9 days before Christmas Eve.
That's what when I heard you say that, that's exactly what Simbangabi is also from as well, that the 9 days. And then we end with the Mass. What did you call it? The aguinaldo?
Misas de aguinaldo. Yes, and there's also the typical Christmas music with the typical instruments that I was mentioning before. Mm-hmm. Very happy music. Yes, waiting and getting ready to receive Jesus.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of similarities across, as of this show, it sounds like the Filipinos have something in common with every other culture.
Right. So I think it's the big Spanish culture.
Absolutely.
Influence.
Yeah, most definitely. So just to hear you both, just to hear the fellowship and the celebration and the length of the celebration, I think those are very beautiful and common themes. And it's just interesting how big our world is. And how small it begins to become when we start talking about what our cultures do, how they differ, how they relate to one another. I think that's very, very special. I'm glad we're talking about that.
And you know, one of the things that I wanted to bring up is that we just in the Mexican community and also our brothers and sisters in other communities, we just got done celebrating Our Lady of Guadalupe on December 12th.
What? 5 a.m.
The mañanitas and all that stuff. But, you know, that brought to mind the whole, to me, it always is a time to think about the conquest, Spanish colonialism, you know, during the 15th century.
I'm sorry.
All that stuff that was going on. But you know what's cool about that, though? It's like in the midst of all of the tragedies that were happening, you know, there were missionaries out there that were trying to, you know, evangelize by different methodologies, trying to, like, you know, bring hope among all the tragedies that were happening. And some of those things kind of, like, you know, were adopted by our peoples, and they were shaped and fixed so that we could continue to, in many ways, celebrate them on our own. And it's wonderful to see how in Christmas, you know, out of all the things, you know, this is where, you know, people that are from two separate, very, very separate different islands, you know, can gather here in this table and say, wow, we have a lot of things in common.
Right.
You know, that's just amazing. So.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely. And when we look back at colonial, cannolis.
You're thinking of food.
Can we have some cannolis?
I'm thinking
started
cannolis
in the 1800s.
The colonialism.
Colonialism. Colonialism.
Yes.
When we look back at that serious moment, a lot of horrible things happened during that time. And I think, you know, when that stuff was happening, it was very easy to have this mentality of us versus them, that we need to bring something to this group of people because they're not where they need to be by our standards. So I think it's very special when we come together as different cultures, not thinking we have the answers or are somehow above one another, but that we begin to talk about how we are similar, and then we can start to branch out on how we differ. But first, never forgetting that the people in front of us are human beings, and that when we interact with one another, it's as if Christ is in front of us. And I think that's something special, just hearing about how our cultures are similar and our celebrations are similar. I think that just fills my heart with joy, knowing that, you know, we're coming into this having the right discussion.
Christ made us one. It's a beautiful thing. It's, I mean, it all stitches together of how we're brothers and sisters in Christ. So it's, I mean, talking about this, having this discussion, it really is a beautiful revelation that we're one.
And I'm happy to see that Christ is alive and he's walking with different cultures, different ways, but he's with us, and that's beautiful that we are discussing the different ways of expressing our faith, encountering Christ, and he is present. And I'm really glad to hear different. No, we didn't want to concentrate on the Mexican culture because most of us, we know about this, but thank you for sharing. And it looks like it's time for a break, and we'll be back.
Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Superintendent of Catholic Schools, Dr. Jim Rigg, here to encourage all parents to have your 8th graders take the upcoming Catholic High School Placement Test. Our Catholic high schools offer an education that is truly second to none. Students should go to the high school they plan to attend on Saturday, January the 14th at 8 a.m. No need to pre-register. Bring a $25 check and 2 number 2 pencils. Go to schools.archchicago.org for details. That's schools.archchicago.org to find out more about the January 14th High School Placement Test.
Pope Francis calls us to cooperate generously for the common good. Through the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, we lift up our Holy Father's message of walking with the poor, moving forward together as one, to change our systems and institutions to benefit low-income communities. You can join the work of CCHD by donating during the annual collection weekend on November 19th and 20th. Visit chicagopeaceandjustice.org/CCHD to learn how you can contribute to ending poverty.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Show. And we're here talking about a theme, Encountering Christ in a Multicultural Christmas Celebration. And right before that, our co-host, Victor Vallejo, was going to go ahead and ask us a very important question. So, Victor, go ahead. Take us away.
Yeah, I couldn't do it because the break was right here. But, you know, we are replacing these important traditions with something that is not that is important, but not that important. And I see that it begins in Black Friday, where everybody's running to the stores and getting the best, the last, most beautiful, wonderful material things, and it's thousands of people running to the store. So we are replacing Christ for something that is cheaper, and that's a wonderful message that we want to send out. That culture, we have to keep on passing these wonderful traditions to our kids, our families. So do you see that? I know there is 5 of us here on the table, and do you see that this consumerism culture is now getting more into our house, in our thinking, in the way we live here in the States?
I can go first on that one. I think it's an absolute yes. I think just looking at when we talk about Christmas, what are the first things that come to our minds? Or even what are the things that outrage us about Christmas? You know, a good example is Starbucks. You know, they changed their cup. They have plenty of Christmas-themed stuff in Advent. They even have an Advent calendar. But when they took off the candy canes and the wreaths and the Christmas lights off their cups, people were thinking, oh, they don't like Christmas. But I didn't see a nativity scene on those cups. I didn't see baby Jesus on those cups. I didn't see the whole Holy Family on that on the cup at all. Nothing to do with that nativity story. Just taking a step back and understanding and being intentional, what is Christmas? And not to forget, you know, Advent comes before it.
Mm-hmm. And this is a question for our guests, Maribel and Ray. I know that I asked Raphael this question, and he gave a really wonderful answer. But how is it, in your opinion, that our traditions and keeping those traditions, how do we still keep Christ relevant in Christmas?
Mm-hmm. I think it's very easy to fall into that pattern, you know, and going with the flow of, you know, this pressure of, you know, taking advantage of all these sales and Black Friday and all that. And sometimes we just have to stop. really, and stop and reflect about what is this all about, and remind ourselves, you know, that we're celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus. And so I think that, yes, stopping and reflecting on what is that not only we're doing, but the model that we're passing on to our children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think with the whole Advent season, sometimes we forget that what you were saying, Josh, about that whole Advent season. It's very important to prepare ourselves to meet this Christ, to prepare ourselves for the beautiful and great celebration. So I plan on making sure that my kids remember the meaning for this whole celebration, mm-hmm. Christ.
And I just want to tell all our guests out there that for many of us, Christmas doesn't end on the 25th.
That's right.
It actually continues for many of us into
big celebration,
into Epiphany, yeah. Celebrating the three kings, and
yes.
And you know the gifts actually have a purpose, and they're mm-hmm. there because we wanted to help someone else out. They brought gifts mm-hmm. to help out the Holy Family, to help out Jesus, you know, get his feet, you know, get on his feet mm-hmm. and get going. But the three kings is a big celebration for most of us, and we'll probably talk about that, you know, during the Epiphany season. So, but. Now we're going to go ahead and transition. So, Josh, why don't you go ahead and shift gears for us here a little bit?
Sure, sure. We're coming to the very end of our show, and we'd like to end each show with a segment called Out of My Mind. And it's been such a great discussion, and I wish the show could be 2 hours because I feel like we're really getting into some good stuff.
Yes.
To close out our show with the segment called Out of My Mind, basically we go around the table and we share something that we just can't get out of our heads, mm-hmm. something that is just lingering that you know, this is kind of our opportunity to share what we can't get out of our minds. Mm-hmm. So if anybody would like to go first, Maribel, go for it.
Well, I have to say, my son, Tommy, he's 8 years old and he's in second grade. And he was given 10 songs, Christmas songs to learn. And of course, I was there to help him out. And it's funny because I did not know these songs. Mm-hmm. Remember, I was raised in Puerto Rico. And so in my mind, I have this, O come, man. I'm not going to sing it, but I just wanted to let you know that's what's in my mind.
Nice. Anybody else?
So winter is here, so it's so cold. There is nothing to do outside. So I started doing some projects in my house. I can get out of my mind this thing that I'm doing in my second floor, doing my bathroom. And it's been so many weekends, and I've been working on there. So I wish, and I can finish soon, so I can get that out of my mind. So sorry to share this painful moment in my life, but that's what I have.
Just real quick, I just want to give a shout-out to my wife. She's doing a lot of the heavy lifting. We have we welcomed our new baby daughter 3 weeks ago. So yes,
congratulations.
God bless Mary Grace. She's beautiful. You're my hero.
And then for me, something that I can't get out of my mind is one, leaving the Archdiocese to go work at DePaul, but most importantly, in my time between jobs, I'm going to be watching a lot of Netflix. And one thing that I can't get out of my mind is that there is a Netflix show. I don't know if it's Portuguese or it's a 4-part miniseries on Pope Francis. Mm. His journey from being a priest, I think even before the priesthood, all the way up until him being named our next pope. Mm. So it's a 4-part series. Definitely going to binge watch.
Something that I can get out of my mind is that, you know, Josh, this is going to be your last show.
Yeah.
Mm. Buddy, we're going to miss you. But I know that, you know, in different moments, you're going to come back to talk about the great things going on in DePaul University. So we expect you back, buddy. So I know that it's the last show, but I know that I'll be calling you. One announcement, because we cannot leave the show without giving an announcement. Mm-hmm. Have a merry, merry, merry Christmas, everyone. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy your family. Enjoy that Christ is coming into the world. Amen to that. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And with that, we are signing off. This was the Lifelong Journey Show. God bless everyone. And we'll be back in January.
Feliz Navidad.
And Happy New Year.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for the Catholic Community of Faith. You can stream our programs live or download past programs by going to our website, archchicago.org and clicking on Radio TV.